The Trump administration is in turmoil in its final days, but the federal government is still planning to execute three more people before Trump leaves office. Lisa Montgomery murdered a pregnant woman in Kansas in 2004 in a nightmarish effort to steal the unborn fetus. Montgomery is scheduled to die tomorrow. She'd be the 11th federal inmate executed since July after the Trump administration ended a 17-year hiatus on capital punishment. No president has rushed to execute this many prisoners in a year since the 1880s. This bell tolled in protest before an execution in August. Joining us now is Sister Helen Prejean, a Catholic nun and an anti-death penalty activist. Sister Helen, thank you for joining us today.
Hey, really glad to be here.
Sure. And the federal government still wants to proceed with three executions this week, even now as the president is facing another impeachment. What kind of statement do you think that makes?
Well, this is part of President Trump's overall approach to the way he tries to hold power, is to use violence. He upholds white supremacy groups, people who use violence. He encouraged the group to storm the Capitol. And see, executions are just part of his whole way of doing things. It's like when you want law and order, in quotes, you show force, you use violence to get your will. What it's really showing to me, because I've been involved with this death penalty issue for 30 years, I've witnessed six executions, and I've studied it and looked at the way the Supreme Court set it up. It was flawed from the beginning. It was flawed because they have an impossible criteria. It's supposed to be only for the worst of the worst, but overwhelmingly its practice has been if you kill white people. The discretion's given over to prosecutors to do or not. We are executing all these people under Trump because he has the will to kill people. And so he says, set it in motion and you can kill. It's at his discretion after 17 years of a hiatus.
I do wonder if you could help us understand what might be ahead in the next couple of days. Lisa Montgomery is scheduled to be put to death tomorrow, as I said. But late last week, a federal judge in Indiana ruled that before that execution and the two others could happen, more has to be done to prevent COVID-19 from spreading at the federal prison in Terre Haute, where the executions would take place. What is the latest on this? You know, because sometimes these can go up to the very last minute. Do you expect these executions to go forward?
Sadly, I have to say I do. I don't think they care a whit about other people getting infected. They're so intent on carrying out these executions. I mean, the pandemic. I mean, hundreds of people come into Terre Haute. They don't care a whit about that. They care only about, we're going to kill this woman. And, oh, Peter, it is so especially tragic of the killing of Lisa Montgomery. I mean, she was traumatized. She was tortured. And now they want to kill her. And then when you look at what happened at her trial, where the prosecutor said abuse excuse, and she didn't have the defense she needed. She didn't have the experts to be able to show her story of trauma and what led her to do that, as you call it, a nightmarish act. That's the act of a crazy person. I mean, it's so horrible what's happening. I can't tell you how much anguished over this.
Well, Sister Helen, I hear you, and I know you think about this as well, the pain of the victims' families and what they're feeling right now and what they've been feeling for years because of the murders. I mean, people would say that death would be justice for Lisa Montgomery because of what she did. And I don't know if you've met with her or what you can tell us about that, but there are plenty of people who are listening to this who think it was horrendous what she did.
Exactly. It's horrendous what she did, but we have to look at ourselves as a society and how we're going to respond to it. I have met many, many victims' families over the years. It's been bogus from the beginning that the death penalty was framed in a context, we're going to do this for the victim's family. Do you know they have a script to read at the federal executions of what the victim's families are supposed to say about, thank you, now I feel closure, all this kind of stuff? How can they witnessing a violence against this woman and have her be killed in front of their eyes possibly heal their hearts of their loss? It's just a big lie, and it's the final thing prosecutors try to do to say what we're really doing is honoring the victim's family.
Have you had a chance to meet with Lisa Montgomery in her final days?
No, not directly. I've been working closely with her lawyers and the people who are trying to plead her case. And you want to hear something terrible, Peter. Her clemency petition has to be in the hands of Trump. Will he even be able to attend to her plea? That's why you cannot put in the hands of individuals this discretion of life or death that they carry. You don't have an execution if prosecutors do not deliberately seek it. And her clemency petition is sitting in the midst of that chaos in the White House. Will he even look at it? I doubt it.
I'm speaking with Sister Helen Prejean, the anti-death penalty activist, ahead of what has been a sprint from the Trump administration to execute federal prisoners before the end of his term. And the end of this term is coming, whether it's through impeachment or forced removal or whether just Joe Biden gets inaugurated on January 20th. He has said that he would end federal executions. Joe Biden has. He's also a Catholic. What do you expect from the new president on this issue?
I expect he's going to do exactly what he said. And he said that he's going to end federal executions and he's going to do it. And look at the vagaries and arbitrariness and capriciousness of this. Here, January 12th, and here Biden comes in on the 20th. 8 more days and she would live. Oh, God, it's just awful. And I just grieve it. And we have to just wake up the people. People are sickened by the violence they have seen going on in the Capitol, of the Capitol Police smashed against doors and people killed. But see, we will not see her killing. And that's the big thing that I maybe have tried to serve, is I've been a witness. I witnessed executions. I came out, and my job has been to wake up the American people. This is what is being done in your name, and why I wrote Dead Man Walking, and why I stay in public discourse to wake up the people.
I hear you talking, and I think that regardless of where anyone stands on a political spectrum on this issue, there is so much pain in this country right now on so many fronts. And I know that you're facing your own pain, personal pain, because of the pandemic. Your younger brother, Lewis, died recently, I understand. I hope you don't mind me asking you about this. Just wonder if you might be able to share how you're doing in this difficult time.
Thank you, Peter. No, I'm doing all right. Louis, my little brother, he had a merciful death because he was in a medically induced coma. So he slipped over in his sleep into the arms of God on the other side. And I'm very grateful about that. But by neglect and by not having a national strategy, we have the killing of so many American people. It's unspeakable. We can't even get our minds around the statistics of over 300,000 people dead. So the active taking of the life of Lisa Montgomery is one thing, and the passive or through neglect of allowing the death of so many citizens is another aspect of the violence of this administration and Trump.
So you are a person who turns to God for comfort in times like this, and I know many people do as well, and many people might wonder, I wonder if your faith has been tested in the last year or so.
Yeah, I want to say, my God, my living God, has that divine spark in my heart that it's my job to do God's work. And God's work in the world is compassion, not vengeance. God's work in the world is justice. God's an active verb. God is not this supreme being out there removed from everything. God sparks us to life and to work for justice.
And are you saying that spark has not dimmed at all for you recently?
No, the spark is alive. I wrote a book called River of Fire. It's about awakening. It's about how I, as a Catholic nun who used to just pray for people, ask God to help them, realize that God's saying, you roll up your sleeves, you let me in you, the God of life, get out there and get involved. So that's me. That's God in me. And it's actually that divine spark is in everybody, whether you go to church or not, whether you even say you believe in God or not. Where's the spark and what are you doing with your life?
Sister Helen Prejean, Catholic nun, anti-death penalty activist, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Peter. Great talking to you.